VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English and speaking skills. My name is Hubert, and you're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. What I hate is ignorance, smallness of imagination, the eye that sees no farther than its own lashes. All things are possible. Who you are is limited only by who you think you are. Egyptian Book of the Dead. Yo, it's me, Hubert, and I've been in the mood for topics relating to language learning lately, so why not go back in history and talk about the famous Rosetta Stone? In the last episode, I touched upon computers and the difficulties with learning a language. In this episode, we're watching a video about how the Rosetta Stone was deciphered and how it revealed a lot of Egyptian history to humankind. Actually, do you guys even know about the Rosetta Stone? Stay tuned to find out, but first, let's get to today's featured sentence. Today's featured sentence. People were exploring all sorts of means of trying to decipher, including trying to link the script with Chinese to see if that offered a parallel. I'll say that again. People were exploring all sorts of means of trying to decipher, including trying to link the script with Chinese to see if that offered a parallel. Okay, now time for the pronunciation tips. First word, decipher. Three syllables. First syllable is de, which has a short U sound. Then sigh, like the word sigh, like a big sigh. And then fer, sounds like F-E-R, fer, decipher. Next one is script, one syllable. I chose this word because of its spelling. It's a very soft P sound for the word script. Be wary of that. Script. And our last one for pronunciation would be parallel. Three syllables. First we have pe, like a short E sound, then r, like a short U sound, and lel, parallel. Moving on to vocabulary. The first word is decipher. Definition: to discover the meaning of something written badly or in a difficult or hidden way. Used in a sentence, you could say, can you decipher this code for me? Next word, script. Definition, a set of letters used for writing a particular language. An example would be, the invitation was written in beautiful italic script. And lastly, parallel. Definition, if two or more lines, streets, etc. are parallel, the distance between them is the same all along their length. Used in a sentence, you can say, draw a pair of parallel lines. Although the video contained nothing more than a picture of the Rosetta Stone, the content was still very interesting. Much of ancient Egyptian history could still be a mystery had it not been for all the hard work of Jean-François Champollion and the people who came before him. Have any of you been to Egypt? Visiting Egypt has always been on my bucket list. What's a bucket list? Well, I'll have to start by giving you another idiom. Kick the bucket means simply to die. A bucket list would mean a number of experiences or achievements that a person hopes to have or accomplish during their lifetime before they die. What's on your bucket list? Record your recordings and maybe even include some bucket list items. It'll be interesting to read all of your answers. All right, that about does it for today's episode of Pronunciation Challenge. See ya.